The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called the child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one child such as this is this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. I had the privilege of being at the canonization of the saint that we celebrate today. What a privilege, no? I think it was 80 or 81 that Pope John Paul II canonized Saint Maximilian Kolbe, who we celebrate today. I invite you all to try to get to know this saint. He's one of the greatest modern saints, but I'd like to tell you three things about him for lack of time. Okay, first story in his life. When he was about the age of the altar boys here, apparently got into trouble. And his mother said to him, his name was Raymond, his name was not Max, that was his religious name. His mother said, "Raymond, Raymond, what's ever going to happen to you?" So she's almost pulling out her hair over her son, who was about the age of our young boys over there. And shortly after that, Raymond had a vision of the Blessed Mother. And she appeared to him with two crowns. One crown was white, the other crown was red. And she said to him, "Which of those two crowns do you want?" And he said, "Give me both of them." Okay? Now, those two crowns were symbolic. The white was symbolic of the fact that he was going to become a priest. He was going to become a Franciscan priest and live a life of poverty, chastity, and obedience. But especially a life of great love and purity. The color red was indicative of the fact that he was going to die a martyr. He's actually going to die a martyr in the concentration camps of Adolf Hitler, a place called Auschwitz. So he took those two crowns, probably not fully understanding the meaning when he took the crowns, but they were going to become a reality in his life. Okay, the second. Fast forward. Kolbe was hiding Jews, as was Pope Pius XII, okay? Hiding Jews in some of the Franciscan monasteries during the time of Hitler, Probably remember that Hitler wanted to eliminate all the Jews in Germany as well as in Poland. So the German Gestapo heard about this and they sent soldiers to his convent and asked him, "Are you Maximilian Kolbe?" "Yes, I am." And they arrested him. Now when he was there in the concentration camp, what happened was one of the prisoners escaped. Now in his barracks where he was, if one prisoner escaped, 10 would have to die the worst type of death, which would be starvation. So the commandant chose 10 men. It wasn't Kolbe. One of them, his name was Francis, Francisco, cried out, "I can't die, I can't die, I've got my wife and my children, I can't die, I can't die, I can't die." So all of a sudden, in one of the lines, one of the prisoners broke rank, which you would never do, you would never even think about doing it, in front of the German soldiers. So he broke rank and he walked right up to the soldier and guard and said, "Look, let that man go and take me." And the soldier was shocked. He said, "Who are you?" He said, "I'm a Catholic priest. My name is Kolbe. I do not have a wife and I do not have children. Take me. This man has a wife and family. Take me." And he took him. So they were dragged off to a bunker to die the worst type of death, which is to die of starvation. While he was in the bunker with the other 9, he encouraged all of them to love especially Mary under the title of the Immaculata. He loved Mary, but especially the Immaculata or the Immaculate Conception. By the way, he only had one lung like Pope Francis. So he encouraged them, he prayed with them, he said the rosary, pointed to heaven, encouraged them to give their lives to the Immaculata. One died, a second died, 5 died, 8 died, 9 died. He was the only one that didn't die, and he was the weakest of all of them. So as to empty the cell, they decided to get rid of him, and they injected him with carbolic acid. So once he was shot with carbolic acid, that's why he's the patron saint of drug addicts, by the way, is he died. And he made a prophecy, "You're never going to see my body again." So they burnt his body and they threw it in the nearby river. What an extraordinary story. What an extraordinary story. And there was a young man in his early 20s that was thinking about becoming a priest. He was thinking about becoming an actor. He was thinking about becoming a professor at the Jagiellonium. And as a result of Kolbe, that young man decided to become a priest, and that is John Paul II. So it was the example of Kolbe that motivated John Paul II to become a priest. One of the greatest. How one saint helps another one to become a saint. So, my message today is this. All of you are called to become great saints. Amen? All of us are called to become great saints. Irrespective of our past, God is going to give you the tools right now to become great saints. Mary is offering you crowns. She's offering you crowns. Hopefully you'll say, "I don't want one, I want both the crowns. I want to become a great saint." Amen.